3D printing the most incredible props. Formlabs just published a very interesting piece on how one of their clients leveraged 3D printing to produce movie props that would otherwise be impossible. The props were produced by South Africa-based Dreamsmith, who make the most astonishing pieces, both props, animatronics, and prosthetic makeup for film productions. The company was founded in 2013 by Jocko Sinman after receiving awards for working on Mad Max, Fury Road, and now has produced pieces for over 60 productions, including District 9. The company's workflow involves use of CAD and sculpting tools, as well as 3D scanning and 3D printing. For 3D printing, they use a mix of TripleTimesF and SLA technology from Formlabs. One of their more recent projects is to provide some of the special props and makeup effects for HBO's Raised by Wolves series. If you've seen the show, you know that many of the effects used were startling and quite incredible to imagine producing. Dreamsmith chose to use a small fleet of Formlabs Form 3 liters 3D printers for this job, as they have a more than sufficient large build volume. Dreamsmith explains. The Form 3 liters ticked all the boxes. It has a massive 33.5 by 20.0 by 30 centimeters build volume with a resolution of 25 microns, all enabled by Preform software that makes the package extremely reliable and easy to use. All this coupled with the impressive variety of resins makes the Form 3 liters an incredibly powerful tool, one tool that has completely revolutionized our workflow in 2 short years. The news piece walks through 5 different applications by Dreamsmith on Raised by Wolves, including challenging projects like making a hyper-realistic silicone replica of an actor's mangled face, producing a highly complex silicone custom-fit mask, and rapidly making a life-size realistic body double 3D print of an actor for a scene that would be impossible to film with a live actor. In addition, they undertook a project to produce impossible props. These were large sculptures that could literally not be produced in any way other than 3D printing due to their geometric complexity. Specifically, this model was of an organically shaped full-size biomechanical skeleton. Dreamsmith explains. The design above is of a life-size biomechanical skeleton. An intricately detailed prop with a geometric flow that would have been agonizingly difficult to sculpt out of clay and basically impossible to mold with traditional techniques. The grandmother skeleton is a perfect example of a design created purely because we were able to 3D print it. Impossible shapes and interlocking gears have been printed for a while now, but what we needed was the ability to be precise at a useful scale. We needed a life-sized skeleton. The build volume of the Form 3 liters allowed us to print this entire prop in practical chunks at high resolution. Further reporting on issues not included in this article can be found here on Fabaloo. About the author, Kerry Stevenson is passionate about 3D printing and has written thousands of stories on 3D printing technology at Fabaloo.